Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
After we remit their sins, I want you to look at James 5, 14, 15, and 16. Look at this. Is any sick among you? Now, first of all, who does that include in the church? That's all of us, right? Is any sick among you? Let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, so far, it don't seem very difficult, does it? Not hard at all. And the prayer of unbelief. Oh, God, if it be your will you please heal brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so? No, that won't never work. That's the old unbelieving prayer that don't never work. The prayer of faith. I mean, you quote his word to him. You call him in remembrance of his promises. And you stand on the word and you anoint your person with oil. And then he says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Well, let me tell you, that right there, when you really research that out, you'll find out that he says you confess your sins. You have committed sins, or you wouldn't be sick. Because look at what the next verse says, verse 16. Verse 16 says, so confess your faults or your sins one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. Do you know that it never ceases to amaze me if that was the only healing verse we had in God's Word? There shouldn't be a sick person in the church. Is that right? Did God say, did he call Thurman's name there? He said, if Thurman gets sick, you can only pray for him? No. Did he say Billy? No. He said, is anyone? Is that what he said? Is any sick among you? So if you can teach that to somebody, just like I did Ed Brock, 20-something in 1986, however many years, 25 years ago, Ed Brock was a 42-year-old man with terminal cancer. He had been given a few weeks at best to live. Well, you can, sure, you can, praying for people that's not saved, that's the easiest kind to get healed. They don't even, if you got faith and you pray for them, God's going to use your faith to heal the unbeliever. Yeah, he will do it. You can pray for anybody. You can see God do awesome things. I mean, pray for them. But just like Ed was a Christian. And he was a good Christian. He came to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. And when I went to his hospital room and the Lord told me, spoke to me and said, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I'll heal him. I went to that man's house after he got out of the hospital. I went to his house three times. Actually, I take that back. I went to the hospital and to his house both together, three total times. I sat down with him and I told him, I said, Ed, I have a word from the Lord to you. Now, you don't hear many Baptists talk like that. But I knew if God said this in his word and he spoke that into my heart, and if I went and quoted that to Ed, that was a word from God. Is that right? Sure. That's a word from God to Ed. And so I said, you know, Ed, here, let me show you this verse I found in the Word. And I read these verses to him right here. We just read. He said, Thurman, I've been in church all of my life. I have never heard that verse read, preached on, or taught on Sunday school or church. He said, now, if something that powerful still worked today, somebody would have told us this. I said, Ed, I am a Sunday school teacher in the Baptist church and have been for years, and I didn't know it was in there either. I said, maybe they don't know. Maybe they're just like me. But I said, it's in there. He said, well, I don't believe it'll work. Well, how many of you know, as long as you don't believe it'll work, it won't work? You got to believe what you do is working, and you got to believe it in faith, or what you're doing is not going to work. Now, if you're going to pray for an unbeliever, you better believe. If you don't believe, it ain't going to work. You have to have faith, young lady. I mean, if you got faith and you can pray, you can lay hands on people, man, you can see God do awesome things. Now, but before you start doing that, you got to make sure you're an obedient daughter of God. Are you a married woman? No, you're not married. Okay. If you're not married, then you got to make sure that you're walking clean and pure before God and in his word. If you are, then if you're obeying him, then you can ask the king for anything and he'll do it. You have to be obedient. Yes, sir.
You get what you believe.
Sure.
You believe it won't work. You get what you believe.
That's right. It will not work.
If God will do this for you,
yeah,
you get what you believe.
That's exactly right. I guarantee it. And that's a scripture right there that, in fact, let me take you to that scripture. It's Matthew 8:13. Let's go to Matthew 8:13, and I'm going to show you what Bo just quoted there. I'm going to show you something in Matthew 8:13. Look at that. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed right then, that same hour. As you have believed. Now, of course, when you go over to the Psalms and the Proverbs and other places, you'll find scriptures like he's quoting from that, as a man believeth in his heart, so is he. Yeah. You'll find those things. So, just like he said, if you believe it's going to work, it's going to work. If you believe it's not going to work, it's not going to work. So you're going to get exactly what you believe. Because just like Jesus said right here, this is a perfect place. This centurion came to Jesus in Matthew 8 and said, I have a servant at home with a palsy and I want you to heal him. And Jesus said, I will go and heal him. And he says, no, master, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. I'm a Roman and I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. If you will just say the word, he said, I'm a man under authority. When I speak to army men, they do this and that and everything. So he said, I know that if you just say the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, wow, I've not seen such great faith in all Israel. He said, now, as you have believed, go. It shall be done for you. Now then, are these scriptures tucked away in our scriptures today to let us know that if we believe we're healed when we leave here, if we've repented of sin and we believe we're healed, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be healed. That's exactly right. Under the new covenant, all you have to do is repent of sin, and Jesus has already paid the price for your healing for everything. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus loved you and me enough that under the new covenant, he paid the price. In fact, before we go on break, I'm going to take you one more place. And we went to Matthew 8:13. Now I want to go to Matthew 8:16 and 17, since we're right there. And I want to show you something. Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils or demons. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, if Jesus took away my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, then why in the world do I have them? Why do I have sickness? Because I don't believe. I don't believe. Unbelief. I do not believe what he's already done for me. When I believe that he bore my infirmities and he removed my disease, when I believe that, also when I say, okay, Lord, I realize I've got a sin in my life. I'm doing things you don't like. So I get rid of that sin. I repent of that sin, Lord. I've been grumbling and complaining about all kinds of stuff, maybe even my problem that I got. I've been grumbling and complaining about that. Lord, I repent. No more grumbling and complaining. I will start standing on your word. I'll walk holy before you. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you that if you took away my infirmities and you removed my disease, then praise God, I am a son of God. The promises of God are mine, and I am healed in the name of Jesus. And get up and go do what you couldn't do, and you will walk out well. Sometimes you get it instantly. Sometimes it takes a little while. We had a woman up in Grand Rapids. Yeah, I don't know why I can never think of that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Grand Rapids. This woman had been on her bed for 7 years. Had not been up. Parkinson's and I don't know what all. All kinds of stuff. Cheryl felt so compassion for her when we first got there. They brought this woman in on the mat. She said, honey, you got to come over here and pray for this woman. And so I went over there and Cheryl had tried to find her sins and I prayed for her and I told her to get up and walk and she couldn't even move. No problem. So I said, okay. I said, just listen to every message. So I was there for 3 nights. And I spoke 2 to 2.5 to 3 hours for 3 nights. And at the end of that last night, I told everybody, I said, you know, I got a lot of people to pray for. And we have an airplane to catch. And if you've been prayed for before this week, I said, don't come down again. I said, so you don't need to be prayed for a second time if you've been prayed for once before. Well, this woman, they brought her down. And I said, ma'am, I prayed for you the first night. She said, but I did not know that unforgiveness was a sin. And she said, I have forgiven. I did not know that grumbling and complaining is a sin. She said, I've done a lot of grumbling and complaining in my life. And I did not know that I had to obey my husband. She said, I've never obeyed my husband. I thought, boy, how many women do I know in the church that meet that criteria? I've had them tell me, you know, women, I ain't going to obey him. I thought, man, woman, you don't realize the thin ice you're walking on. You're defying God. But this woman said, I repented of all those sins. Now, this woman hadn't walked in 7 years. She's got Parkinson, laying on a mat. So I said, okay, then I'll pray for you again. So I broke the curses over and prayed for her again. And Cheryl, in her little loving compassion for this little lady, said, honey, let's get her up. I said, okay. So she gets old one arm, I get old other, and we raise her up there, and I said, walk. And she can't walk. So I twist her body. I said, come on, woman, let's go. You've repented of your sins, let's go. It's got to work in the name of Jesus. So she keeps getting with me, and she's going better and better. We get over to the, about as far from here to the back of the room right there, to a stairway that goes up. And I said, I told her, Cheryl, I said, hey, you take her. I said, she's healed. I said, she's going to get better as times go. And this young man behind me said, sir, I'm an usher here. I'll help your wife with her. I said, okay. I said, I got other people to pray for. So I left and I went back over here and I'm just getting in line. I'm praying for something. All of a sudden, I hear this screaming. And I thought, what's going on now? So I look up and everybody in the line, about four wide, all the way back to the back of the church, is all looking over like this with their hands all raised, screaming as Cheryl and that woman goes running up the stairs out the back. Isn't God awesome? That woman believed, I believed, and she repented of all of her sins, and the King of the universe healed that woman that night. That woman, that boy, he told me later, the next time I was up there, he said, sir, I got to tell you, that woman went out on the parking lot, and I had to run all over the parking lot with her, trying to keep up with her. What is it that kept that woman down? Sin. Unforgiveness. Rebellion against her husband. Grumbling and complaining. All those things that God says he hates. And, you know, you wonder why we're sick today in the church.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.